Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ.
Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Bless you tonight. God keep you. Truly, there's room at the cross for everybody. God has enough room for us all. And I wonder, do you believe that? We recall the very first night, our message, we preached. And we told you that we had a series of messages, preached straddle the fence, you might recall. Last night, nobody wants you when you're down and out. But Jesus does. And tonight we have several scriptures that we would like to share with you. And I want you to bear with me as I read these scriptures, several scriptures. We would like to call your attention tonight to the book of Luke, the second chapter, the 41st through the 52nd verses. Now his parent went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Those are few of the verses that will go to make up our subject tonight. And our subject tonight, we are getting careless with our love. Why don't you say it after me? We, a little louder, we are getting careless. Come on, now we can do better than that. You say it after me. We are getting careless of our love. Let's add this then, for Jesus. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to find a night where many of us are getting careless with our love.
All right.
Several years ago, I recall I sang with a noted gospel singing group by the name of the Highway QCs. And we traveled sometime with a group named the Soul Stirrers, in which a young man named Johnny Taylor was their lead singer at the time. And since that time, Johnny has become a famous rock and roll singer and is known by his messages through love songs. Johnny's always been unique in his song arrangements. While singing gospel, he recorded such songs as The Love of God, Out on a Hill, When the Gates Swing Open, and many other great songs. And since he's been singing rock and roll, he still is unique in his song arrangement and quite unusual. Some of y'all aware of that. Amen. He recorded such songs as Who's Making Love? Come on now. You Believe in Me and I Believe in You. Then there's another one, It's Cheaper to Keep Her. And my wife bought that one for me. And he has another one that he called We're Getting Careless with Our Love. Many church people have criticized Johnny Taylor, the same as they have Aretha Franklin and the late Sam Cooke, for leaving the gospel field, becoming entertainers in the rock and roll field. And they have grounds to do such. Johnny here in this particular song speaks of he and his lover getting careless with their love. He says they better find another hiding place. And evidently they had gotten so wrapped up with each other they had forgotten to hide. See, the older we get, the more careless we get. Now this might sound like that I'm advocating such thing, but all through the Bible, we find where Jesus used illustrations. He used parables whereby people were more acquainted with certain parables. Whatever he found you engaged in and wrapped up in, he could take that and give you a message in it. One day, he saw some men fishing. And he realized it would be easier just to take that. He said, tell you what, you all follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Today, many of our Christians have gotten careless with our love for Jesus. This always leads to our leaving Jesus behind. As we look at our text tonight, we find that the parents of Jesus got careless with him, which was a sad day. Well, but it's bad when you leave Jesus behind. Yeah. And we notice in one of our scriptures, it was a day of tragic ignorance. Religious parents, but ignorant of the absence of the Savior. They observed the customs of the Jews, but were unaware of the fact that Jesus was not in their midst. And many of us get wrapped up in custom. We can remember what times certain organizations meet, and we can remember about all of the customs that we come involved with. But many times we get so careless until we'll leave somebody important behind. They took Jesus with them to the temple, but were unaware that they had failed to bring him away with them. They got careless with their love for Jesus. And then not only was it a tragic day, but it was a day they began to, if you please, suppose. You see, they supposed he was in the company. But they got so careless, they took no pains to make sure. How many parents today are supposing that their children are at home, are doing right? How many of us are supposing it? But how many of us really know it? Is that right? They supposed that Jesus was where he was not. How many parents tonight are supposing that their children are somewhere they just might not be? You didn't have those problems back in the olden days, some of us can remember. You didn't have to worry too much about your children. Matter of fact, our old folk kept watch over each other's children. It didn't matter who you were sitting side to side of in church. If a child would get out of line, ain't Sue just as soon as give a backhand lick at Mama Joe?
Oh, yeah.
I remember many times we'd be cutting up in church and you just might get a backhand lick from anybody. And my mama would keep on singing Amazing Grace. But you know, now you can't do that. Not only can you give a backhand lick, but you better not say anything to them. If the children don't cuss you out, mama will. The parents of Jesus here, they didn't mean any harm, but they just got careless with their love and left him behind. And then it was a day of disappointing search. Notice in verse 44, a search, they began to search among kinfolk, but no Jesus. I'm sure you too, if you would lose a child, the first thing would come to your mind, go look around your kinfolk. And then they began searching among acquaintances. Go look around the acquaintance. Go look around the friends. But they couldn't find Jesus. And then it was a day of a return journey. A day's journey back to Jerusalem without Christ. Now, we notice here, one day without Christ, that's too long. But think about 2 days or 3 days without Jesus. And then we find out here they actually were looking in the wrong place. And many of us are looking in the wrong place for Jesus. Sometimes we need to go back where we left him. That's the only place some of us need to go, where we left him. Is that right? But it's one thing about it, they had a glorious discovery. And I did too one day. They found him, and this is the important thing. They found him where they had left him, in the temple. No better place to find Jesus than in his house. They found him where they left him. They left him. Christ did not leave them. They left him at church, like so many of us do today. So many people find Jesus in the church and leave him there.
Yes, sir.
Many people left Jesus last Sunday and won't see him anymore until next Sunday. This is getting too careless. Many people left him at the baptizing pool. Somebody left him on your job or wherever you find him. Many of us have come so careless until we have left Jesus behind, and we ought to start searching for him today.
Yes, sir.
Somebody left him right here in Louisiana.
Yes,
somebody left him in Mississippi.
Yes,
somebody left him in California.
What?
Somebody left him in the jailhouse.
Yes.
While they were locked up, they found him. But soon as the doors came open, they left Jesus there.
Yes,
somebody left him in the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was down and confined in a hospital room, I found Jesus.
Yes.
But soon as he let me get up,
yes,
Lord, you stay here now.
Yes.
They left him there.
Lord, yes.
Somebody was looking for Jesus just before they got married.
Yeah.
Lord, I need a husband, I need a wife.
Yes.
But soon as they got married, they left him.
Yes.
Wish they had a witness now.
Yeah.
Somebody left him at the parents' house.
Yeah.
But we ought to go back and look for him.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
We're getting careless with our love for Jesus. And good as the Lord is, we ought not to leave him behind.
Yeah.
The Lord wants a front seat.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
We're getting so careless.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has left him on the usher bowl.
Yes.
Somebody left him on the deacon bowl.
Yes.
Wish they had a witness here. Somebody left him in the pulpit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's getting mighty careless tonight.
Yes,
Somebody used to go to church.
Yeah.
Somebody used to get happy.
Yeah.
Somebody used to say amen.
Yes.
Somebody used to give regular in the church.
Yes.
But they have gotten so careless until we have left Jesus behind.
Yes.
And that's dangerous tonight.
Yes.
But I stopped by to tell you, good as the Lord is and as valuable as the Lord is, I want him in my life 24 hours a day.
Yes.
The Lord is so fixed that tonight, my dear Christian friends, whereby we can have him 24 hours a day. I believe tonight, riding in my car, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight, walking down the streets, I need Jesus. I believe tonight that on my job, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight, everywhere I go, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight in my home, I truly need Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind that I'm going to take the Lord with me everywhere I go. Not only will he be a doctor, but he'll be a lawyer also. Somebody said he's a leaning post. Is that right? Paul said that he will supply you every need. Isn't that right? And I don't know about you tonight, but I think it's a mighty good thing to have him all in your hands. Is that right? And I think it's good tonight to have him all in your feet. And it doesn't matter who you are, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who you are, you need Jesus.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter tonight what your name starts with, you need Jesus.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter tonight what color your skin is.
Yes.
My dear sisters and brothers, you need Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm closing here tonight, but I'm so glad that I had him everywhere I go. Is that right? And somebody tonight doesn't even know him. Oh, yeah. But all the way from A to Z, Jesus is somebody. Is that right? And I would like to pause here long enough to share with you that the Lord is great. From A to Z.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And A, he is Alpha.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And B, he's the bread of life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And C, he cares for everyone.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And D, he's dramatic.
Yes.
Is that right? You know what I'm playing with him.
Yes.
And E, he's everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And F, he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And G, the man is a good dog.
Yeah.
Are you playing with me? Yeah. And H, he is holy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I, he is independent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And J, he is joy in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And K, the man is kind tonight. Yeah. Oh, Lord. And L, he is love tonight. Yes, my Lord. And M, he is mighty tonight. Is that right? And N, he's nice tonight. Yes, my Lord. And O, he's Omega. Yes, my Lord. And P, here tonight. Oh, my Lord. And Q, he's qualified. Yeah. And R, he's righteous tonight. You don't believe that, yeah. And S, he's the Savior of the world. And T, he may not come when you want him, but he's timely tonight. He's a timely God. Oh, yeah. And you, he's unchangeable.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Nobody can change my Jesus.
Yes.
Is he all right, tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And V,
yes.
He's victory tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
lost the battle. Oh, Lord. And Dabia, he's winning tonight. Do you believe that tonight? Yes, my Lord. And X, he's an X-ray technician. Is that right? He can look into your heart. Tell what you're thinking. Oh, yeah. And why? He's a yoke tonight. Would you accept him tonight and put him back into your life? Oh, yeah. He loves everybody. And, oh, yeah. I know he loved the little baby that cried late in the midnight hour. Jesus, my rock in the weary land. Jesus, oh, Jesus. The reason I want him in my life, I want somebody who will watch over me all night long. I want somebody that will walk with me. I want somebody that will talk with me. I want somebody, yeah, that will feed me tonight. I want somebody tonight that will put clothes on my back. Good God Almighty. I want somebody tonight that will put money in my pocket. Jesus is tonight. He's my bank account. Yes, he is. Whenever I run low in money, I can pick up my checkbook. And I can write a check on Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not worried tonight about any insufficient funds, because over 1900 years ago, God so loved the world, he made an everlasting deposit in heaven's bank account. He gave his only begotten son, and Jesus died. Didn't he die? He died. He died. And I know he died. And I know he died. And I know he died. I know he died. He hung on the cross. He died. Do you believe he died? He died. Do you believe he died? And I know he died. But why I take up so much time. But I feel like if nobody's saved, it could be in vain. I want somebody to be saved every night. But I'm wondering tonight if anybody in the building that doesn't have an active church on, raise your hand. Maybe you used to go to church. One lady confessed Christ last night, she's been inactive. But is there anybody in the building? Maybe you used to be jammed up in church. But somewhere down the line, you got changed. I'm wondering if you could admit and receive the rest.
You know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the